Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present Girls Like Her by Melanie Sumrow. Performed by January Lavoie, with an introduction and end note read by the author. If you or anyone you know needs help escaping commercial sexual exploitation, you can help. Please keep listening at the conclusion of the book for a list of resources.
This book is dedicated to each and every girl like her. Hi, this is Melanie Sumrow. I'm the author. I'll be sharing more about writing and researching Girls Like Her at the end of the book, but here's a little context before we get started. This story was inspired by the many criminal cases I reviewed during my time as a lawyer with the Dallas Court of Appeals. To honor the real experiences of the children and teens involved in these cases, it was really important to me to be authentic in the telling of Ruby Monroe's fictional story. Because of this embedded reality, please be aware that Girls Like Her incorporates content that may be triggering, including drug and alcohol abuse, physical and sexual violence, tense exchanges with law enforcement, suicidal ideation, and graphic descriptions of death. My hope is that in telling the story of girls like Ruby, those who've experienced these traumas feel seen, and those who've not experienced them will begin to see. Melanie Sumrow, June 2024.
The Dallas Morning News, Saturday, January 8th, 2022.
Millionaire found dead outside Dallas home. By Grant Latham, staff writer. Dallas police are investigating a deadly shooting after local millionaire and philanthropist Eric Hansen was found outside his home in the Preston Hollow neighborhood yesterday. Police were called to the 9800 block of Walnut Park around 9 p.m., after a neighbor reportedly heard shouting and something like firecrackers. Officers said they found Mr. Hansen lying face down in his backyard with multiple gunshot wounds. Dallas Fire Rescue pronounced him dead at the scene. A neighbor, Francine Whitaker, called 911 when she heard noises coming from the victim's backyard.
I thought it was kids playing with leftover fireworks from New Year's. I was worried they were going to start a fire.
Ms. Whitaker added,
"This kind of thing just doesn't happen around here."
Home to at least five billionaires, several pro athletes, and the 43rd president of the United States, Preston Hollow is typically characterized by its high-ranking private schools and low violent crime rates. In a statement to the community late last night, spokesperson for the Dallas Police Department, Alicia Williams, said, "We intend to use the full force of the law to convict the perpetrator and bring justice for this family." Williams noted police have already identified a suspect, who has been located and taken into police custody for questioning. Because the suspect is a minor, the Dallas Police Department is not providing their identity at this time.
October 15th, 2022. Dear Maya, you asked if I was okay last time I saw you. I know I told you I was, but that was a lie. You're probably wondering why I'm writing this letter instead of texting, but the thing is, I'm in trouble. And not like the kind you were in before. I know you probably figured something like this would happen. You told me so and all that. And maybe you don't even want to hear from me right now. But I don't know where else to turn. I'm in juvie. Please don't be mad. I get that it's been a while since we talked. Almost 13 months. And I know a lot has happened since then. But Mr. Tate, he's my new lawyer, thought it would be a good idea for me to write to someone. He said it might help you remember what happened before if you talk to a friend. It's funny how a guy with puffy eyes and a comb-over can slice my life up like that. Before and after. Like the day the cops caught...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?